Hey guys, welcome to another episode of Cigar Chat, brought to you live on CigarFederation.com, broadcast around the world in the Armed Forces Radio Network. Thank you for tuning in wherever you are out there in the world today. Robbie Raz here with you from Cigar Federation. As always, although I feel like I haven't done a show in a long time.
It's been 2 weeks.
It's been a hot minute because I've been, gallivanting around the globe.
How was your trip?
It was fantastic. Have you ever gallivanted?
Dude, I'm a world gallivanter.
You're a world gallivanter, so that you take bigger steps.
Yeah.
Yeah, something like that. No, my trip was great, man. For those of you who don't follow me on, I was incessant on my Facebook.
Dude, it was kind of a lot. Bro.
It was hard
to follow.
It was a little out of control, but no, the wife and I took a 2-week trip. We went to North Carolina to see my brother-in-law Remington graduate from North Carolina State, and congratulations to Remington.
Wolfpack.
Wolfpack, exactly, the Wolfpack.
Yeah, good job, buddy.
And he graduated and like. Had a job before he even graduated. Who does that?
Not I, said the goose.
Computer engineers, that's who do that. No, really? He had to, you know, when you go to a graduation, at least they do this now, and they did it when I graduated, where you have like the school, the college graduation, and then like the big graduation. So we went to the computer science and engineering graduation, like all these kids. They talked about each kid individually, and they all had jobs here, there, whatever, or were going back for grad school. So that's the industry to get into. But we did that, and then we went up to D.C. for a few days. D.C. is – have you been to D.C., Logan?
Several times.
D.C. is an awesome town. I loved it. Dana and I loved it. Dude, we had a blast.
Are you saying D.C. is an awesome town because of like the sightseeing and the culture aspect, or because it's just like a cool town to like hang out in?
The latter. It's a cool town to hang out in.
I guess I haven't really hung out because, you know, I like to be at least 2,000 miles away from where anybody in the FDA is located at all times.
It didn't take long for that to come up.
No.
You guys should have heard Logan before we went live.
Well, we're going to get to some of that.
We'll get into it and I'll...
I had Robin Stitches.
I have to be the ringleader though, so I have to make
sure. No, it'll be definitely toned down. But there's some very good stuff.
No, it's going to be fun. But D.C.'s a cool town, man. There's obviously the sights and all that, but we managed to pack in a bunch of them. We actually did a constituent breakfast. I had breakfast with Dianne Feinstein.
Really?
Yeah.
That's kind of cool.
Yeah, yeah. It was. Well, I mean, she wasn't sitting at my table. There was like 150 people there. But
And you have to be her constituent, I guess?
Yeah, she's the senator from California.
Something of California. I knew that.
Senator or congresswoman or whatever. I don't know the difference. And it's actually kind of frightening. Some of the things we talked about there were people don't know. There's so much about our government. And I don't want to go on to this tangent.
No, we might as well.
Well, no, I don't, because I'm not talking about it in cigar terms, just in general terms. Like there's
what,
so many
an example.
Like the average person on the street doesn't know who the Speaker of the House is.
I don't even think I know.
So there you go. And that's
does it really matter? Is the question matter?
That's a deeper
it's
question.
Paul Ryan.
It is. We actually had passes to go see the House and the Senate. We're both in.
I know. I know Harry Reid's the minority leader.
I didn't know that, but they were both in session. We had gallery tickets, so we went in and
that's cool.
And watched. There wasn't much going on. There was a vote, but we missed the vote. So, but it was just kind of cool to be there. But it's just a really cool city. I've got some friends that live there, so we had some people to hang out with, and a lot of good food. And it's a good city. It's a good walking city. In the second week of our trip, Dana and I walked 56 miles.
Whoa.
Yeah. It was nuts. So we did DC and then we hopped the train up to New York for a wedding, which was awesome. The second best wedding I've ever been to. Obviously mine was the best. The second best wedding I've ever been to. We had a great time. They had really good beer there and it was right at the base of the Brooklyn Bridge. And they did their cocktail hour at this carousel that's down by the water that's in between the Brooklyn and the Manhattan Bridge. Mm. And it had been raining all day and it stopped and like the sun came out while it was setting. It was like, it was awesome, man. And New York is awesome too. We were really lucky though. Everybody was nice to us. Everybody. Like I didn't have anybody be a dick to me on the entire trip. It was,
That's awesome.
Yeah, it was really cool. We had a great time and ate a lot of good food and saw a lot of great stuff. At the Met, the Metropolitan Art Museum in New York, they had the house from Psycho on the roof.
Really?
Yeah, it was freaking cool, man. And it was really small. It was just a prop house, you know, that you see up on top of the hill. Have you ever watched Psycho?
Yes.
Yeah, that movie's still freaky.
But, it's pretty freaky.
Yeah, they had the house there. And it was just a lot of cool stuff, man. We had a great time. I drank a lot of good beer. Hung out with Dennis. Dennis from our the Sick Fed trips.
That's a good guy.
He's awesome. You know that the – so, you know, remember the Drew Estate shirts from IPCPR last year?
Yes.
Had the guy on the back who was hammering the nail into his nose?
Which I'm still waiting on Sam to get back to me on what that actually means.
Well, it's – they're like – he's like – it's like a freak show act, right? Like a sideshow
right.
act?
Yeah, it's like a carnival thing.
Dennis can do that.
Yeah, I know.
He actually had the nail and the hammer with me. We were sitting down and we went in to have some beers and Dana went into the bathroom and he looked at me and he's like, and Dennis is a really cool dude. And he was like, so are you squeamish? And I'm like, in terms of what? And he's like, just in general. And I felt the safe answer was yes.
Cause yeah.
If you say no, you never know what's going to happen. It's like, yeah, yeah, kind of. But yeah, he does that.
Which, yeah, dude. And you would never guess this either, but he's Ukrainian.
Yeah, yeah, no, he's got a really interesting family history, but he was a lot of fun.
It's a cool dude.
And we hung out, had some really good beers. I had this beer called the Bone Saw, which everybody was telling me that I had to have when I went to this one beer place, and I didn't. So I saw it again, and it's a barley wine, and it's fantastic. And so, yeah, the trip was great. We just got back at like 1:30 in the morning yesterday.
Mm.
So it's and since then, I've done 3 shows. So it's been
how have you done 3?
Well, this is the third. We did Sharing Our Pairings yesterday. We pre-recorded Sharing Our Pairings just before this. So all you guys, spoilers, watching Sharing Our Pairings next week, I'm wearing the exact same thing. And
is it already snowing in Canada?
No, it's John's got he's got a busy week next week. He's opening like 2 new stores. Apparently the FDA has nothing to say about what goes on in Canada. So
yeah,
so they're thriving up there. Yeah, he's going to be busy. I'm at the ballpark. So we recorded one and got it out of the way. I'll actually take the band off so you can't see. I'm still smoking my cigar from the show. I want to leave some spoilers. So now you can't tell what it is.
But what is it?
Well, I can't tell you.
Let me see it. Should I know what it is?
Maybe.
It looks like a Roma Craft knuckle dragger.
It's not. Well, it was a bigger, this is a Lonsdale. Oh. It was a Lonsdale.
Oh.
Anyway.
Is it a Senior Almaduro?
You can keep guessing if you want.
No, I don't want to play that game.
This could be the entire show.
I know. I'd probably figure it out.
Here, I'll show you the back of the band. That's the back.
It's a Casada keg.
Yeah, you can see it. So anyway.
No, I couldn't. That's because how awesome I am, Rob.
Oh, okay. So yeah, next week we're doing the
Casada keg. I just burned you, son.
You did.
Get that weak crap out of the playground.
Well played. So yeah, today this is our monthly Logan and Rob show. We have fun with these shows and you know, we don't really talk about anything specific, but there actually is a question that was texted in. We had some text questions. Let me see if we have anybody.
Let me just state for the record, the text thing is starting next week is going to be finay, not because it's a bad idea. It's
we're getting rid of it.
Well, okay. The FDA is going to get rid of cigars. I'm just suspending it for a while where I have some time because I'm going to be traveling and I got some stuff going on. And I need to spend some time working on it to just optimize it to make it a little bit easier for the user experience.
A little smoother transaction.
Exactly, sir.
If you will. So, okay, so next week.
We're back to, 2011.
Back to the Q&A. I like the Q&A.
I know you do.
We do have a couple of text questions, and one was specifically for me, and this one's from Tripp. And he wants to know, did Rob abstain from cigars during his whole trip to the East Coast? Now, I managed to pack in, I smoked 2 cigars on my trip, and I was gone for about 2 weeks.
Not horrible.
Not really around folks who like to smoke cigars. And when you're on vacation, when it's just you and the wife, sneaking away to go to a cigar shop for a couple hours, doesn't always go over that well.
Right.
But I did manage to smoke I smoked the AJ Fernandez Last Call. So we'll have a review for that coming up on Monday.
That's not a bad cigar.
It is actually, it's pretty good. It's pretty good. I enjoyed that one. And, I smoked a, Southern Draw, Connecticut in the, was a Petite Lancero size. And that review is coming up, I think, in, it's either in 2 or 3 weeks. So I did have a couple, but not as many as I would have liked. Tracking down the beer was much easier. So that's...
Yeah, I'm sure it was.
Oh, absolutely. And there was beer everywhere, man. There were some great beer spots that we went to. Went to this place called Torst, T-O-R-S-T, and it's in Brooklyn. And Brooklyn is awesome, by the way. Brooklyn is really, really cool. We had a great time. We stayed in Brooklyn. And we were actually quite deep in Brooklyn. We were down by 39th. We were on 39th Street, which is really, really deep down in Brooklyn, if you're familiar with the area. And, yeah, we were not either.
Did you see Jonathan Drew down there?
I did not. I did not. But as I was going through Jersey on the train, I'm pretty sure I saw Matt with some donuts. So,
dude, I think you did, because Matt said he just left the donut shop and he's kind of slightly fat. And, like, I love Matt, but, I mean, dude, he has 2 kids, man. When you have kids, you get fat. And he was eating donuts, man.
The funny thing is we didn't even, like, we stopped at the train stop. We took the train from North Carolina to D.C. From North Carolina to D.C. and then from D.C. to New York. And it's a nice little train ride. I didn't see Matt. It just happened to be – I just thought I'd say it because I was in Jersey. And oddly enough, he replied and said that he did just go to Dunkin' Donuts.
That's what I'm saying. He might have saw Matt.
The timing was pretty
– Was it Matt, though?
No, I didn't see anybody. I just made it up. I just did a check-in while I was in Jersey.
You were just totally like...
It was just a joke. Like, hey, I think I just saw Matt with some donuts.
And he's like, well, yeah, I was totally like fat getting out right now. I got me some donuts.
It could have been me. I was just munching on a bear claw. So, no, I didn't see Matt. But, no, we had a blast, man. And a lot of good beer. And this place, Torst, man, they had some serious, serious beers on tap. And the guy who was behind the bar was... he was Irish, and his accent was really, really thick, and he talked really soft like this. Like, he was just talking real soft. And it was loud, so it's like, bro, I can't hear you. And so I felt bad asking him to keep repeating himself, you know, because he had an accent, so it felt kind of awkward. But the beer was good. Had a lot of good beers. Having a good beer right now, actually. And nice. And that's it. Drinking. So what? How's everything been going for you, man? We haven't really talked much lately.
It's not good, man. It's not good.
I mean, the FDA sucks. Other than that, what do you got?
Well, I mean, there's some stuff going on at work and stuff that's just frustrating me. But, I mean, I got to tell you, man, the FDA thing wearing on me, man. It's really wearing on me for a lot of different reasons. Lots of reasons. I've just...
Do we want to go into that now, or... No, we might have some questions from the audience that are
I mean, I don't know. I just let me just get it out of my system.
All right, go. I'll cut you off when you start getting.
You got to have interaction. You got to have some interaction, because that's why it played so well before the show. But like, I just don't. I mean, if you don't know about the FDA, this is freaking serious, and I have never seen like Okay, the analogy that I'm going to give is that I gave to Rob before the show. Like, and I'm not saying just CRA or anyone, but like all cigar smokers, I'm baffled. Like, we're pretending this is like the big leagues. Like, we're in real danger here, and we're treating this like freaking a high school bake sale. Like, think about it. Like, Armageddon, the movie, they had 6 weeks. They knew an asteroid was coming, right? Like, what did they do? They built a rocket to blow the thing up. What are we doing? We're like making t-shirts, like signing petitions. Like, why have we not filed an injunction? Why have we not filed a lawsuit? Like, I don't think people realize how catastrophic this is going to be. And the fact it's going to absolutely kill the industry. I know everyone knows what I'm saying, but just think about it for a second. Like, what has been done? Like, nothing. Like, I don't understand. We've seen this coming for, I mean, when did they regulate cigarettes? Like, it was back in what, like 2007 or 8, approximately 10? Well, I mean, when was it? Do you remember?
Sorry, I was on mute and I was typing. It was 2000.
Like 10?
I want to say 2007, but it's probably because
that's the date. Yeah,
that might be throwing me off.
I mean, we've seen it coming. Like, I mean, why have we not? And if we have, then why are we publicizing? Like, it's kind of like when you know you're about to go under the knife, you know how approximately how much that's going to cost. Why have we not, instead of like just kind of monkeying around for a couple of years, why have we not said, hey, when this is going to blow up, and it eventually is, we need $15 million to litigate this with the absolute best, you know, FDA government litigator we can find. Why have we not been raising money towards that goal every single day? Like, why have we not?
It's kind of like when you know you're going to go to the dentist. You have a dentist appointment on the 15th, and you look at the calendar, and it's like it's the 3rd. And you think, oh, crap, I better start flossing. So you can
– prime example.
So you just keep flossing until you get there, and then you got the dentist completely fooled by the time you get to the
– Right. You think you got them fooled. Or like, you know, you brush your teeth 6 times in the day when you go see the dentist, but you haven't brushed or flossed for like 2 years.
Exactly.
I just don't get it. Like, I mean – I'm just baffled. Like, and listen, we're signing a petition. We're making shirts. Like, we're freaking like gonna go have a herf on at the Capitol and blow smoke in politicians' faces. Like, this is the best we got. This is the best we got. I mean, petition is freaking worthless, people. Like, it is worthless.
Before you go, before you get like full rage bull in the China shop, I'm going to
cut. I'm so angry.
You are upset, and rightfully so, I think. I mean, the big issue here is the loss of rights for the average person.
Yes.
That's the big issue. Cigars really are, to be real, cigars are the variable here. It's unfortunate, and it's this cigar industry is being targeted, but it's the rights of the end user that are really the end user in the right term, the rights of citizens that are being attacked. And it's I'm not qualified or educated enough to speak on it.
Do you pay your taxes?
I do.
Are you an American citizen?
I am.
Then you have the right.
No, I'm not saying I don't have the right. I'm saying that I don't know if I'm qualified enough to articulate or educated enough really on the topic at hand to articulate my opinion the way that I want to articulate it. Does that make sense?
Yeah, no, I hear you.
It's a crap situation no matter how you look at it. I feel like the pulse of the average cigar smoker, the average person who enjoys cigars, is that it's going to get worked out. Do you know what I'm saying?
Well, like, then they're idiots.
Well, be that as it may, but that's what I mean. I don't feel like the average cigar smoker has the intensity that someone who is in the industry has. Does that make sense?
I mean, and that's
the problem.
That might be true, but everyone should have the understanding that even if you only smoke, I don't care, one cigar a year, and it's like at a wedding or a baptism or whatever.
Yeah, like, you should have the right to do that.
You should have the right to do that, and that should be the cigar that you want to enjoy regardless of what it is. And the fact that people aren't, like, their answer is like, let's just kind of set back and let's post, like, you know, I'm not going to cuss on the air because we're still FDA, we're still FCC compliant at this point. Was it FCC? Yeah, federal.
It's FCC, but do you really think this is going to make the cut?
No, I'm doing my freaking best. I'm doing my best.
So far, you only have one, so that's pretty good.
I know, I'm doing my best, but like, it's unbelievable to me that, like, my answer is I'm going to get all rowdy on Facebook about it and post pictures of, you know, F the FDA or gummy buttholes or whatever. You know what I'm talking about. Like, and that's our answer. Like, I that's not the answer. Like, and even if you, let me get back to my point about this cigar smoker. Like, if you enjoy, you shouldn't, like, even if you don't like cigars, you should not want. I never thought as an American citizen that I would have the government make a choice for me that would negatively impact my life. Like, and I know that there's taxes and all that, but something like this, that's a hobby that, you know, is a very small thing. It's not like I'm selling marijuana. Like, I'm not.
That's actually probably more legal now.
No, it is. Absolutely, it is.
We're going to switch this to pot chat.
No, I know. Absolutely. I could just go, you know, live in California or go to Colorado or something. Yeah. I go to Colorado and just hang out. But even if you don't like cigars, I never thought that my life would be impacted by a decision that was made out of just complete ignorance. And the fact is that this happens once, it'll happen again. And I hate to draw a parallel. And this is going to sound really bad. And the people are probably going to hate me for saying this. But like, I mean, this has happened in history, right? Like, I mean, you think about World War II and the Germans. And not saying it's anything like Germany and the Holocaust or anything like that, because it's not. But it starts with something, and then the government gets away with it, and then it starts with something else a little bit more, and then it's something a little bigger, and then it's something a little bigger, until you look around, you're like, what just happened?
And like, that's called a slippery slope.
It's a slippery slope, and it's got to stop. And like, I'm almost myself compelled to, I mean, we raised $10,000 in 3 weeks. I could probably raise more than freaking anyone else has raised in a week. Like, I don't see why we're not setting up like an emergency fund. And I don't know if Cigar Rights is 501c3 or not, but I've got to think it is. Or something to that effect. Why have we not done that where people can donate? I would donate thousands of dollars sight unseen. Like, we need money. We don't need, yes, if you want to email your senator, hey, go ahead. But let me just tell you what that's going to get you. Because yours truly, I mean, everyone pretty much knows the state I'm from, but I worked for the governor of my state during college. And I was an intern my senior year of college. And you know what happens when they get a letter like that? Well, first of all, let me just say, you're sending in a form stock letter 99% of the time. Do you think they're going to send something back that's custom? No. The way it works, there's software that will say, oh, here's Logan Lawler. Oh, there'll be someone that'll route the issue to say, oh, this is about cigar legislation or the FDA. And then, boop, it'll poop them back a response. I mean, that's the way it works. Like, your senator, your congressman, unless there's like just a colossal wave of these emails coming in, don't give a rip. Because apparently, according to the FDA petition that we've got, that has 10,000 people, there's more people in my hometown of Clinton, Missouri, which is nothing. Like, it's like you blink, you drive through the town. In all United States, how many people are in the U.S.? 330 million or 350 million or whatever it is? Like, we can't get 10,000 people to sign? Dude, I don't know. I feel like maybe, I don't know, Rob. I feel like we're like in the freaking example of, you know, Armageddon. I feel like we've got a water balloon launcher shooting up at this freaking meteor that's coming crashing down on us. And we knew, and we're hoping for like some solar wind to push it out of the way. Like, it's not. Like, it's not. And I cannot believe we have not filed a lawsuit yet. Like, you cannot tell me that they have known the issues that and the points that they're going to raise in this lawsuit. Like, they had 2 years to mull it over. I mean, dude, think about it. In A Few Good Men, Tom Cruise put his point together in less than 10 seconds. Like, we can't put something together in 2 years. And yes, I know that we need to circle the wagons and all this. When it happened on, which makes me sick to my stomach, that I'm going to remember Cinco de Mayo, not because of the festivities of drinking Mexican beer or it's my dog's birthday. It's because of the FDA. I can't believe when it came down early morning on Thursday, there was not a meeting on Friday to say, okay, which district are we going to file it in? Hopefully it's the South District of Florida because, you know, they're obviously very cigar friendly down there, or picking out the best district to file or the circuit court to file. Our district court of the U.S. to file in. Like, why wasn't it filed on Monday?
It's a good question.
I don't understand.
I can't answer it for you.
Like, I want someone. That's the thing, is I don't want this. We're having a big meeting. I want action. Think about it. Lawsuits aren't a short period of time thing. They take years. You know how long it took to litigate the Exxon Valdez? That happened in like 89. You know when it finally got through the Supreme Court?
No.
It was like 2005. Dude, those stupid seals were up there swimming in oil for like 15 years before something got solved. Like, do you...
I hate to chuckle at that, but that was
funny. No, it's true, though. Like, time is of the essence. Time is of the essence. Like, and I hate to be like... I'm not like a doomsday kind of guy. Like, I don't have like a, you know, like my brother, like a freaking arsenal of ammo for when the invasion comes or whatever. But like...
Hey, is there room for Dana and I in that place?
Dude, first of all...
Are we on the list?
If you can make it to Hollister, Missouri... If I can make it, I've told Jared, because Jared's getting his plane license. I said, dude, there's an executive airport like 3 miles from my house. I was like, Jared, you fly there, steal a plane, fly here, pick me up, and we'll go to my brother's. And dude, my brother has land. It's in the farm. It's in the middle of nowhere. And he's got guns and ammo for days.
Wait for us.
We'll make it. We'll make it work. But
Truman and Charlie will get along.
Dude, we'll make if they don't get along, then they're off the island and they got to go deal with the zombies. I don't care. Like, but my point is like, I'm seriously going to start stockpiling cigars. Like, it's going to come to the point, and I don't think anyone's thought about this, is like, let's pretend none of the cigars that you want to smoke are available. Have you wrapped your freaking minds around that you might have to smoke a Macanudo? Like, have you really, if people thought about that?
That might be the only thing, and not the good one that came out this
year. I'm not talking about a Cuban. I'm talking about the trusty, oldie but goodie.
It is frightening when you take a step back and you look at, you think 2007, well, that's not that long ago. That's 9 years ago. Well, I don't think, were you smoking cigars in 2007?
I'm
pretty sure
not heavily.
Yeah, but I mean, I'm pretty sure I was, but like, I mean, it wasn't to the point where it is now. And I'd have to look back at some of the cigars that and there's probably a website that has a list of, and maybe this is something we should put together for Cigar Federation, is when stuff was released. And I imagine Half Wheel's got something like that already. So we won't have to do it. We'll just send people there. It's fine. But to look back and see like what, If this all comes to fruition, and it feels like it is, what are we going to have to choose from? And you're right.
Nothing.
And you're right. And I mean, obviously, and I think you kind of made, you alluded to this a little bit, but I would imagine that whatever is on the shelves is going to be available until it's gone. They're not going to pull stuff from the shelves. It's not like, you know, a product recall or anything like that. And, you know, there's time to stockpile before that day, but it shouldn't even come to that, is the point I think that we're getting at, is that, you know, as adults, and I mean, cigars aren't marketed to kids. As an adult, I should be able to make a decision as to what I want. I mean, are cigars any worse for me than Oxycontin?
No.
That's
probably I don't know. I'm not a doctor.
They're probably better than Oxycontin.
Probably.
I would imagine.
And I don't know. The mm-hmm. argument, go ahead, sorry. I'm going to keep you. Go ahead.
I'm just saying, you can use those. I mean, the ultimate thing is I should be able to choose what I put in my body to an extent. Now, I understand that certain things are illegal. Heroin, for example, is illegal, and I get that. And it's illegal probably for very good reason. So if I want to, you know, inject heroin, I have to live outside the law. That's not the point that I'm making. It's just with... I should be able to decide if I want to have a beer or if I want to have wine or if I want to drink some 151, which that's not good for you.
No. That's like basically putting like unleaded gas in your body.
Yeah, well,
I mean, seriously, yeah. I mean,
no, it's bad times. Like you could probably run an engine on that stuff.
That's what I'm saying, dog.
But, and really like I could smoke a cigar and drive a car at the same time and not have an accident and kill anybody. So there's a gigantic difference there. It's just, it's the loss of rights as Americans. Sorry, I ashed on my desk. I'm kind of wiping it off. The loss of rights as an American citizen is the concern. I mean, obviously it's more of a focused concern for us because we are cigar smokers and we do, we partake in this hobby. That's the term that you used and I'll use it as well. But It's the loss of rights. And I mean, this has turned into a very political episode.
No, it's not political. I mean, like, political is saying, I don't like abortion, or I believe women should have the right to have an abortion, or they shouldn't. Fair That's point. A political issue.
Yeah. Okay.
This is an issue that every single American should get behind. Like, and that's the thing people don't understand. It is not about cigars.
That's the point I was making.
It's not about cigars. Like, it's not. And the fact that people are bringing up cigars and being like, oh, they're safer, or, you know, no, that's not it. The issue is the government should not interfere in a free market and regulate a product in which consenting adults consume. And that, exactly. That's the whole issue.
Yeah.
That's the whole issue.
I mean, I can even get behind higher taxes or things like it's.
I could care less about that.
I agree. It's a luxury product, and it's a product that I choose to pursue. So if I have to pay a little bit more for it, I get that. That's fine. I understand that. And amid all of this, California is talking about tripling their cigar tax.
Well, there's not going to be any cigars. And that's the thing. I don't think the FDA, like, I understand, like, their whole idea, the FDA, is to, you know, promote public health, safety, welfare, and the general health of the American public. Like, I get that. Like, we shouldn't have rogue drugs on the market making you grow freaking arms out of your necks. Like, I get that. Like, there has to be some government oversight, or it's just pandemonium, but like, or it becomes India, basically. And I do not get the decision that's being made is one that I don't know. I mean, it's like, how can the government tell you that as a manufacturer, I'm supporting my business, I'm supporting my family, I'm providing people jobs, like, I'm making the economy run. I'm providing tax dollars. I'm not doing anything illegal. I'm paying my tax. I'm paying my ship taxes. I'm filing all my paperwork with the government and state, or the state and the federal government. But you can't do that anymore. And I don't get it. And the rules around substantial equivalency, that's like, I mean, it's going to be a nightmare. Because how do you prove a cigar is substantially equivalent to something else? As everyone knows, and if you've ever been on a cigar trip, they're like, the tobacco changes from year to year a little bit. There's a little bit less rain. It might be a little spicier. It might be a little wet. It might be a little flatter.
Yeah, but
it might not have had much sun.
You could say the same thing about wine, but ultimately wine is wine. So in essence, a bottle of Screaming Eagle, which, you know, costs whatever thousands of dollars.
But and a bottle, does wine have to go through an FDA process?
Well, but I'm using this as a corollary.
Right.
Screaming Eagle and Two Buck Chuck, they're both wine. Right? I mean, they're both made of grapes and whatever else. So, I mean, in essence, I think when you start talking about that, it's kind of a blessing and a curse, right? Because it's still tobacco.
Right. It is.
But so, and that's the problem, is tobacco is being treated like tobacco, whether it's in a cigarette or a cigar.
It is. I agree. You're right.
Which is, that's a negative thing, because a cigarette and a cigar, while they're both made of tobacco, aren't the same thing.
I would agree. I mean, the difference is that at the end of the day, it's all tobacco. Now, do cigarettes put a lot of other crap in cigarettes? Of course they do, right? Are they handmade? No, they're made by a machine. Like, there's a lot of differences, but there is tobacco. The differences is, show me where there's 500 small businesses making cigarettes, providing a living for their families, employing people. It's not. It's all big companies. And the rub is that All of this is going to be completely wiped off the face of the earth. Like,
so wait.
Saya freaking Nara.
So Harley Holmes in the chat room here, he says that, Logan, we just voted you to spearhead this issue, create a GoFundMe page. And he's not kidding. He's like, just record a message and set it up. I want to try to bring this back a little bit. Talk about some of the questions that we have here that relate to the topic. Obviously, this one's from Bob, and I think this is Bob Dog who sent this one in. he says, do you know if FDA regulations include language that address the shipping of cigars, and what impact, if any, do you think the regulations will have on the price point of premium cigars? And this is very much a Logan question.
I mean, right now there's no regulations right now, or at least proposed, that is in their ruling about mail order cigars. That's not going to stop. There might be some things around. You might have to do like age verification things, just to prove that, you know, you are of legal age. There's a reason every week I say, if you're going to win cigars, you have to be of legal age in your current jurisdiction. There's a reason I freaking say that. And websites will have to start verifying, I would believe.
And that's not a bad thing.
That's a good thing. Yeah. Please, that's okay. Like, you don't target cigars to underage kids. Like, it just, that's not even an argument. Like, that's like saying cigars aren't bad. Like, it's just a terrible argument. That's not what it's about. And the price of cigars, dude, like, I've tried to kind of rationalize what's going to happen in my head. And if you want the true, honest, uncut answer, here's what's going to happen. Let's just say it goes completely south. It goes tits up. What's going to happen is you're going to see manufacturers release more cigars than you've ever seen them release until August 8th. And what's going to happen is, and I hate to say this because it's an industry that I love, there's going to be a few people that are going to try to ring the register. So you're going to see, just like in the boom, not that I was any more than 13 years old, but I'm going to reference it like I was there. There's going to be people flooding the markets. There's only a finite amount of tobacco as it is, and prices are really high. So in the short term, cigar prices will go up. And there's going to be people putting crap out on the market because they can't find the tobacco. So that's why I'm telling you to stockpile. But once it bursts and you see, it depends. Like, if I personally don't think that if as a retailer, you will still have retailers, like, I'm just going to use something that wouldn't be grandfathered in. Let's just say, I'm trying to think of a good example, like the Crowned Heads, La Imperiosa. There's going to be retailers are going to sit on those boxes. And I think they're going to, and this is my personal opinion, it's not the honest facts, I don't know, but I think they're going to be able to continue to sell. So even after everything shut down and you can't manufacture anymore, there'll still be places you can get it. But you bet you that retailers are going to jack their prices up and gouge because you're not going to be able to find it. What's going to happen after that? Tobacco prices are going to freaking plummet. And in countries like Nicaragua, the Dominican, I wouldn't say so much the Dominican, but Nicaragua and Honduras, we're basically just inviting the next Pablo Escobar just to come on in. And basically, if you think about it, the Pan American runs all the way through Texas, all the way up to Minnesota. We're just inviting countries that need us to allow all types of illicit behavior and drug smugglers and all types of crazy crap to happen. And it's going to decimate. And then in the long term, cigar prices are going to fall. But once again, what would you rather do? Be kicked in the nuts or smoke a Macanudo? Like, and that's where we're at. Like, seriously, like, the only cigars off the top of my head that I would smoke would be, the Tatuaje Brown Label, maybe the Black Label, maybe a couple of things from Dion, but that's about it.
Has Dion really been around that long?
I think he started in like 2004 or something. Hmm. But some of that stuff, but that's it. Like, that's it. Like, the Liga Privada number 9 is like on the borderline. But there's no T52. There's no nothing. There's no Herrera Esteli. Like, there's nothing. There is nothing.
It's a scary thing. It's like when you watch Walking Dead and they're running around looking for canned goods. It's going to be like that, but you're looking for cigars.
Yep.
You know, there will still be the Fuentes and the things like that, but and Padrones be around.
There'll be some Padrones, right? There'll be some Fuente stuff.
But that's not the point. The point is, that shouldn't be.
We shouldn't be happy with saying, "Oh, I get to smoke freaking Tatuaje Brown labels, and I'll get to smoke a few drones.
I can still smoke in Yejos. You know, that shouldn't be...
Wonderful. I can do that now.
Yeah, that shouldn't be the response. I hear you. I understand what you're saying.
I mean, it's not good. Like, it's not good. And I don't think people... I don't understand if people don't realize the seriousness. They just don't give a crap. They're apathetic, or they think going to social media and posting pictures are like, ooh, F the FDA. Like, no, that's not going to do anything. My humble opinion, the only saving grace that we have is we hire the baddest of baddest litigators, and we just put a legal whooping down on them, which is not even a guarantee, or something in the House Appropriations Committee bill gets in. But that's what people think are like, oh, let's rely on the government to do something good for us. Huh. Okay, well, I'm not going to hang my hat on that one. And the other thing is, that's a bill for 1 year. Guess what? The next year, we're going to be right back in the same boat. So the only way to stop this would be litigation. And the fact that we have not, it's been what? I'm going to do the math here. It's been 2 weeks, 2 weeks exactly, actually. Mm-hmm. Actually, more than that, it's been 2 weeks and a day since that happened. And we have not filed. And I'll tell you, the vape people, they got their ish together. And you know what? I read part of their filing. And guess what? They talk about how crappy cigars are for you. They're like, we're different. Well, you know what? Good on you, vape people. Like, getting your stuff together and, like, filing and trying to, like, fight the good fight. Like, the fact – I don't want to go march on Washington. I want to march to somewhere of someone in the CRA or cigar rights and say, why have we not filed? That's what I want to know. Why have we not filed a lawsuit? And why haven't you outlined a 3-month plan that involves more than signing a freaking petition to stop this? Why? You want money? Tell me what you're going to do. Like, and all the stuff that's being done obviously hasn't worked. I don't know. I mean, I'm off my soapbox, but like, I'm seriously to the point, I'm just so fed up with it that I'm seriously thinking about just starting a GoFundMe page. But I know every cigar person in the world would probably hate me for doing this. And like, I'm sure I would get a bunch of crap for it. Why? We know what whatever that lawyer is, he's going to charge $1,000 an hour. We're estimating he's going to spend this many hours. Well, why don't we go raise the money? Let me just ask a serious question. Let's say it costs $10 million. I'm just making numbers up. Let's just say it costs $10 million and it gave us a 50-50 chance of winning. Let's just pretend 50-50.
Okay.
Let's just say it took. And it's not how this works, because you can say, well, if everyone donates $5, that's not how it works. 80% of the money comes from 20% of the people. But you don't think the cigar industry on a 50-50 shot could raise $10 million in 3 months?
I think it could.
I think it could too. I think it could too. And
I think you probably could raise that just from consumers.
Exactly.
And not even including the the larger companies to including in that money. But so we've got you off your soapbox. That was about about 40 minutes, which is fine.
I'm sorry, but like,
no, I
gotta be said.
No, the passion, your passion is compelling, and it's directed in the right place. Just it's not a cigar smoker's issue. Mm-mm. It's an American citizen issue. And whether you smoke cigars or not, the fact that rights are evaporating is the issue.
I mean, it's very scary. I mean, I'll give one, my last final point is that although I'm not a lawyer, I did go to law school. And one of the best cases I ever read was when Thurgood Marshall, and I don't remember the exact specifics, but basically there was a black family, an African-American family, who had property, and they were getting their property taken. And it was basically because they were African-American. And Thurgood Marshall was the actual lawyer in the case. Now, the way he approached it, and most people would think, oh, you, and this is back in like you know, this is like civil rights days. This is a long time ago. The argument was, which would have been, you know, people would first surface to the head would have been, oh man, you can't take just because, you know, I mean, America's, you know, all about equality, right? You can't take property just because someone, because they're, you know, their race, gender, color, their skin, whatever. Right. And that would have been the easy argument and probably a losing one. It's kind of like this one to say we should be able to smoke and it doesn't hurt us. That's the bad argument. What he argued was, is that everyone who owns property has an inalienable right in that property that can't be taken away. That once you own that piece of property, that's your property. And that's what I'm trying. And I know this probably makes no sense to people, but that's the argument that we should be fighting, is that we have a right to be able to smoke a legal product and businesses have the right to be able to run a legal business. And yes, if you want to come down for us, if a kid is smoking a cigar, so be it. You want to raise taxes? Well, somebody's got to pay for the roads. But the point of we have an inalienable right, and this is part of our rights to do this, that needs to be the argument.
Yeah, I agree. I agree completely. I'm going to jump into some audience questions here. We've got one of them here. This one's another one from Bob Dog. And he says, do you anticipate the IPCPR convention, which is coming up in about 2 months, will be a quote-unquote fast and furious with companies trying to get out new products to try to cash in before the FDA shutdown? Obviously, yes. This IPCPR is going to be absolutely...
It's going to be so ridiculous.
Balls to the walls, freaking nuts.
Well,
it's going to be insane to the point that...
Potentially.
But how could it not be?
And the reason I say this is that, and I'm not trying to piss off every brick and mortar retailer by saying this, but the FDA hasn't, and no one really knows, are you going to be able to, after the fact of August 8th, and let's say the grace period is 2 years, let's just pretend, like after that, will I be able to, even though I might have 1,000 boxes of Roma Craft as a retailer, can I still sell that? And yes, it'll be crazy because you're right. I've seen a ton of people already releasing and announcing stuff. That's a given. But I don't know if many retailers are going to go nuts buying stuff, because all it takes is one retailer to buy something, and then you've got that anywhere from a year to 2 year kind of grace period to file. You know what I mean?
Well, I don't think that was his question. I think
People releasing crap? Absolutely.
Yeah, that's
Boy Ruiz just released an event only cigar that's in a bundle with no band. I mean, obviously that's a rush job.
Yeah, I think that's the question more so, and you make a valid point where it only has to be picked up by one retailer before what is it, August 8th? Right?
August 8th.
Has to be picked up by one retailer. So I think the idea of short-term B&M specific, short-term store specific, short-term SigFed specifics, whatever, those are going to be everywhere, right?
Yep.
Because as long as it's on the books before the 8th,
yep.
And you know, okay, so Logan at the SigFed store bought one box, right? It doesn't matter how much you buy. You bought one box, so it's on the list. And now for the next 2 years, that's the way that I understand it. But then, whatever that grace period is, that cigar can continue to be sold. And it doesn't have to just be sold by you. It can be sold anywhere.
Right. Not sold. Sold's not the key issue. It's manufactured.
Well, it could be manufactured, and then it could be manufactured for the next few years and be sold anywhere.
Right, exactly.
So... So yes, Bob, to answer your question, absolutely. I think we're going to see a record number of whatever that record is, or somebody's keeping that record. I don't know if it was baseball, it would be the Elias Sports Bureau keeping that record for us. But I don't know if there's an Elias Sports Bureau for cigar releases. But there's going to be a record number of releases, and we're going to be running around
it's gonna be nuts.
Crazy talking about this release and that release and the other thing. And it's funny. The plan, and I think I can safely divulge this, and the plan that we had going into this year was not necessarily to talk about, hey, where's the new stuff?
Yeah.
What's the new thing? Let's talk about the company. There's a ton of, like, I'll use Crown Heads for an example, because we kind of did this last year. Obviously, we talk about the new cigar, but, I mean, Four Kicks is only 5 or 6 years old.
It's not even, yeah, it's like, yeah.
It tops. So, and I,
2011.
And I'm going to, I'll use them as an example a lot when we talk about this moving forward, because that's, I mean, I'm wearing my La Imperiosa hat. I mean, I love pretty much everything that they've done.
Yep.
La Imperiosa wasn't really my favorite, but.
Everything but the hat I'm wearing right now.
I mean, a lot of the stuff that they made is like, that's a staple in my humidor. So yeah, am I more likely to buy a box of Four Kicks now than I was 6 months ago?
You should be.
Yes, very much so. Am I more likely to, I mean, I've been trying to make space in my humidors over the last few months. Screw that. Now I'm trying to fill those and then get a couple extra coolidors set up so I can, you know, for the next however long, I'm stockpiling for the zombie apocalypse at this point, which is really pisses me off that I have to do that.
No, it does. I mean, and, seriously.
You know, it's I know that, you know, for a lot of your rant, we'll probably get some flack from people and whatever, and be that as it may.
If they do, you know what?
At
the end of the day, you can have it, whatever opinion you want of me or my rant. I'm an American. You might be American. I don't know if you are or not because I can't see you, and I don't know where you live. You have your right to be pissed off, but that's why America's awesome, is because we have the right to do that. And if you disagree with me, then that's great. That's fine. But you got to realize, if we don't stand up and do something, we're all going to be sitting down the road a year, year and a half, and we're all going to be smoking Macanudos. And frankly, I'd rather get kicked in the freaking nuts.
Yeah, I mean, and that's kind of my point. We keep using Macanudo as an example, but...
Cohiba, it doesn't matter.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. Based on the way that things are going, you know, 3 years from now, I'm not going to be able to buy Crown Heads, anything.
Nope.
And that kind of, when you step back and you really think about it, and I think people really need to really think about it, and whether they agree with a lot of the things that you said or not, it's, the point is, we're losing the right to choose what, a product that we all obviously care about and enjoy. And we're losing the right to be able to choose which product we... I mean, it's such an arbitrary thing. I mean, 2007, are the cigars made before 2007 more safe than the stuff that's made now? Like it's just... No. It's such a freaking rabbit hole, and I kind of want to stop.
I know. We could talk about it for hours. I mean...
How much time do we have left?
I can look. I mean, it is such a rabbit hole, and what my biggest wish would be is for... What's his name? Mitch Zeller or whatever, the guy at the tobacco FDA center or whatever. I don't care if he smokes cigars or not, but I would wish, and my wish, and I hope someone out there could grant me my wish, is for me, for you to be able to get me a meeting with this guy, and for me to take 10 seconds to figure out what he's really passionate about, and then apply the story that is happening to me and my cigars to something that he really loves, just for him to understand for about a nanosecond of how it feels and how retarded it is. Because I think if he would step back for 10 seconds and realize some of the arguments, at the end of the day, we're all humans, but we're all Americans, right? We love our freedom. And I think a guy would understand for a second. I don't know. That would be my wish. So whoever out there can make that happen, please make it happen.
So your wish is that common sense would rule all.
Yeah, exactly. I mean,
that sounds like a perfect world.
It is a perfect world. But yeah, dude, I mean, we don't have to talk about it anymore. Rob and I have already kind of cursory talked about this, but what happens to Cigar Chat? I mean, think about it, right? We do.
Our topics become very limited.
Our topics become very limited. There's only a finite amount of cigars we can really talk about. There's only a finite amount of guests we can really have on. I know we give away a ton of cigars, and that's a big hook in the show. And unless Logan gets really creative with like a loophole and you become a Cigar Chat member and you pay a fee, and part of that fee is guaranteeing to get a few cigars every month or whatever it is, right? Unless we get creative, that's gone.
Yeah.
That's gone too. I don't know.
It'll free up my Thursday nights.
I know. Well, you know, we've always been looking for a reason to get rid of each other.
This is true. Yeah, no, we're going to start our brewery after this. No, I'm just kidding. Although I do hope to eventually start a brewery. But John says we only have 3 minutes left.
I said we had like four.
Okay, so we're getting close. So
I actually have two.
This week on Cigar Chat, Macanudos again.
Yeah,
that's a comment from Jeff in the chat room. It's actually kind of funny. And you have to find, you try to have to find humor as far as the show is concerned, so it doesn't get too dry. But I don't know, man. I mean, it's funny. I was on vacation when I heard the news, and my initial thought is, and John, you're just gonna have to bleep this out, is that we're just all f***ed. I mean, that was my initial thought, and that makes me sad, because there's some beautiful products out there that we've been talking about for years that we're not going to be able to have anymore, legally anyway. It's a sad state of affairs when there's a lot of things in this country that really need to be fixed, and the focus is on taking away rights, which is troubling, to say the least. With all that being said, let's end. We've got a few minutes. Let's end on a high note. I am looking forward to IPCPR because I feel like there's gonna be a lot of energy in the room. You know, in the past, it can get by day three. It's a little bit dry, but I have a feeling that there's gonna be a lot of energy in the room. There's gonna be a lot of stuff to talk about. Obviously, there's gonna be a ton of new cigars on the market for the good or the bad, depending on how you look at it. Warped, another company, great cigars, never have them again. I mean, think about that. The more I try to get off the topic, the more I get right back on it. But it's we got a tough road to hoe, and I mean, I'm hopeful that good will win out. But this isn't a novel. This is real life. So we'll see what happens. But just to kind of wrap things up, we've got a few minutes. Oh, we've got like a minute. Anything you've smoked lately that you're excited about?
I've been ripping through the Tatuaje Skinny Monsters.
I just got mine.
And
I just got mine.
They're not bad.
Yeah?
They're not bad. So far, I'm the Jason dog.
Really?
The Jason. I love the Jason.
Did you like the Jason in the full size?
Yes, I did.
Oh, see, I didn't.
Because it's strong, dude.
Well, it had a peaty quality to it that I didn't really. It might have paired well with some scotch, but
I liked it.
I don't know. I'm eager to try those. I picked up my box from the Sigfed store and it arrived while I was on vacation, so they're in my humidor. They're getting ready to be smoked over the next week or so. A cigar that obviously we've talked about before and whatever. I'm still working on it. I've been smoking this thing for about 2 hours, been nursing it, but the Casada Keg is a really good cigar, man. Have you smoked it?
I have not.
And you're not a beer guy, but I think you'd really like the cigar. There's a ton of flavor there. And I'm excited. I'm trying to be excited because there's going to be a lot of stuff on the market, and hopefully there's a lot of stuff that's worth talking about and worth smoking. On that note, I think we'll probably just wrap up our Armed Forces Radio segment, and then Logan can really get into it after that. But I want to thank everyone in the Armed Forces for listening. As I say every week, you guys are built to do something that I'm not built to do, and having recently been to Washington, D.C. and seen the monuments and just going to the Vietnam Memorial and stuff like that. I mean, it really, I have an appreciation for what you guys do, and we all do. So thank you so much for putting your lives on the line to fight for our freedoms while we're at home, hopefully fighting for some more. So thank you for that. And next week we'll be back with, we've got Jason Holly from Viva Republica next week, and then Jason Wood from Miami Cigar Company the week after, and then Cubaraqueño with the guys from Protocol, or that make the Protocol, will be back the week after that. So we got a lot of cool stuff coming up, and beyond that, it's going to be crazy. So we'll have a bunch of stuff. So stay tuned in to CigarFederation.com. Really do appreciate it. If you're listening on podcast, give us a upvote, up thumbs, whatever the hell. We appreciate that as well. We'll be back with you guys next week. next Thursday as well. So thanks so much. Catch you on CigarFederation.com. Everybody have a great weekend and stay safe.
Motherfucker.
Yeah, no shit. I mean, that's it's a heavy fucking topic, man. And I want people to, I didn't really think about it the way that you're articulating it. And I mean, it really is. It's not a cigar issue.
No.
It's an American rights issue. The rights of just American citizens. I mean,
yeah.
I should be able to, I mean, when they regulated cigarettes, it wasn't like, you know, well, you can only smoke Lucky Strikes. You know, it's, yep. I mean, again, I can't really speak on it and articulate it in a educated way because this is not how my mind works. But it's fucked up, man.
Dude,
it really is.
It's so fucked up. And it's so fucked up. And the more fucked up thing is that you've got people, and I'm not doubting that the people at the FDA are smart. I mean, a lot of them are fucking lawyers and scientists and whiz-bang motherfuckers. They're smart shit as fuck. But if they can't figure out what the difference between a goddamn Swisher Sweet is and a fucking Crowned Heads La Imperiosa, then I can't fucking help you. There is a gigantic fucking difference. And the fact that we couldn't, as an industry, or couldn't come up with a legal definition of what a cigar is and couldn't get people to see that, that's our fuck up. Because they are completely different. I mean, they're just completely fucking different. And it just, I want people to think about this too. Is that craft beer obviously has a very similar new style, new brewery thing like cigars does, right? If the FDA said, hey, guess what, fuckers? No more craft beer made after 2000, and I don't know what the year would be, Rob. Let's say
2000. Yeah.
2000. And all you had was fucking PBR, Miller High Life, Bud Light, and your craft boutique was like Sierra Nevada or Blue Moon. People would, this country would fucking erupt.
The hipsters would be pissed.
People would be fucking pissed. And you know what? I guarantee they'd have more than 10,000 goddamn signatures on that petition by now.
And that's never going to happen.
Never going to happen. But imagine that situation. Why are we not that fucking frustrated? Unless people just really like smoking shitty goddamn cigars.
I don't think it's that. I think it's people haven't really thought about it in the you've researched this because I mean you have a vested interest.
I've spent a lot of time. Like I didn't read all 499 pages sure. Because fucking who? Unless I was paid to do it, it's tough. But I read a lot. I've read every article that's came out on it. I've done some of my own research. Like, and yes, I might be a vested interest. I might have like skin in the game. But everybody has skin in the game. Like, even if you smoke one cigar a month or a year, like, you have skin in the game. Why would you not want to have the right to smoke what you want to smoke?
I think it's...
You have the right to carry what cigars you want. I don't...
It's you're thinking of it from a business standpoint, and I think the average cigar smoker isn't. I want to apologize to my buddy Dave, who had to go run and grab his headphones because there was too many F-bombs and the kids were listening. Dave actually came by the house today and the first time I've seen Dave since high school.
Who's Dave?
Dave is, he's actually logged on. Dave Muffin Man is logged.
The Muffin Man.
Yeah. He came by and, to hang out for a little bit today. And I haven't seen him since high school. Known the guy since kindergarten. That goes back a long time. I'm not going to think about the years, but, And I think about it from a standpoint of a guy like him. He's new to cigars, and he came by and I gave him a bunch of stuff to smoke and to kind of check out and try to develop his palate and stuff like that. And I mean, he might not even have the chance to do that, anymore.
You know what's exactly? You know what's another interesting thing is another thing people haven't thought about is the Jose Blanco blending seminar, mm-hmm. Kendall Culberson. Blending seminar, gone.
Cigar Safari.
I haven't really thought about that because you're making a blend that is going to be technically marketed to an American. not in the United States, but an American that's overseas. I mean, I could see, no offense, Swisher, but I could see Swisher putting the kibosh on that shit too.
It's interesting. I mean, like when you travel down to Cigar Safari, and I mean, you come back with, you know, 30 or 40 cigars that you made, and it was never a problem before. It might be a problem now.
Yeah. I mean, I mean, just, there's a lot of things, man.
The reach is so much further than I think the average person is, is understanding. And, I mean, we've talked about it, obviously.
Every revolution needs a leader.
It's you, man.
It's not me. I'm not the guy. But there is not a figurehead of this shit. Like, no offense to CRA or Cigar Rights, but, like, there is not a charismatic person that is leading this, that is rallying the fucking Americans that smoke cigars. And that's a fucking miss. There has got to be someone that can stand up, that can fire fucking people up. And I don't want,
I got it.
Who?
Jack Nicholson.
Fucking somebody. Like someone fucking famous. Like, yes, like Jack Nicholson or someone who smokes cigars, a Kinky fucking Friedman or someone.
Diddy. Diddy was just on the cover of,
Cigar
Aficionado. Get Diddy to do it.
Dude, I mean, or fucking Chad Johnson or someone. Like Ocho Cinco. Like somebody.
Really?
I don't
care. You're going to go with Ocho Cinco? Come
Dude,
on, bro.
It's better. It's
better.
It's better. I'm going to hold my tongue.
I hear you. No, you're right. I mean, there needs to be somebody to kind of drive the message and
Arnold fucking Schwarzenegger. Another good one.
Yeah, there you go. Oh, there you go. That's the one. Cause he'll go Terminator on your ass. Is there anything else you want to talk about?
I mean,
no.
Other than I feel like, I don't know, man. I mean, there's nothing else I want to talk about. Like, you know, it just fuck it, dude. It's like kept me up at night, like thinking about it. Like, it just, as much as Skip and I have had our tussles and stuff, the fact that
you can't smoke Roma Crafts anymore,
I won't be able. I mean, I don't know. Skip might, you know, pony it up. But the other thing people haven't thought about is, like, I don't give a, I'll go on the record and say, if the FDA wanted to do substantial equivalence and all this shit, even though that would be a fucking nightmare, and it was $5,000 an application, then I would welcome it. Because, you know, I would welcome that because, and I use Viaje, not because I'm singling Viaje out, but Viaje model is only small batch shit, like 2,000 to 3,000, 10,000 cigars only, pretty much, other than their core lines like the Exclusivo and Satori and the Platino and the other small shit they do. But other than that, Viaje could recoup that. Any manufacturer, and it would probably weed out a lot of the fucking schmucks in the industry, and that would be a good thing. And I mean that with all due respect. But the fact that
wait a second, wait. I mean that with all due respect. That's just like,
you can,
that's
just, if like, you say don't take
no, no, that's walking up to somebody and say, you know what, with all due respect, go fuck yourself.
No, exactly. No, as long as you say, hey, don't get upset by this or don't take offense to this.
But you suck.
Or you say whatever you want, or you say something and say, but on with all due respect, you're fine. You're fucking
okay,
good.
Okay, good. We got that covered. Go ahead.
We got that covered. But the other thing people don't think about is that it's going to be, and no one knows it a hard number, but the rumors are 250 to 300 per blend. But is that per blend or is that per fucking SKU? Is that per facing? Well, does that mean per vitola? And if that is, guess fucking what? You're going to have nothing to smoke but fucking Robustos, fucking Toros, and fucking 6x60s. You'll never see another goddamn Lancero the rest of your life.
And you just made On's heart stop.
No, that is a fucking fact. Because they don't sell anyways. The most popular Vitolas are Robusto, Toro, and a 660. And if you're going to spend $3,000 on an application, unless you just got money coming out your fucking ass, what are you going to spend it on? You're going to spend it on a Vitola that will resonate with the market.
Absolutely. I know. I hear you. And, I mean, like I said, you make good points. And, I mean, we're still early in the process. And, I mean, we can be hopeful, and but at the same time, you need to take the action that at this time is afforded to us to take. And you know, we don't have a ton of that information here on SIGFED. I know that Coop has a lot of that information, so you can go there, and CRA probably has a lot of that information too to find all that stuff. But yeah, I mean, it's a shitty situation, and it's dicey seas and all that, but. Hopefully, common sense will prevail, and you know, the rights of American citizens won't just disintegrate.
I mean,
let's end on a happy note, though. Let's end on a happy note. Do you have a happy note to end on? No.
No, I mean, dude, it's like fucking everything. I'm not saying my life's falling apart, because it's definitely not. I'm very blessed in everything. I've got a wonderful family. Financially, we're doing great. We have a great house. We have a great family. Everyone's in good health. But it's just like lately, everything, and I'm going to go on another rant. I feel like everything is like fucking, it's like Murphy's Law. Like, for example, like I've been trying to find, because I love investing, but I hate like watching stocks, because I always am like, oh, dude, I'm up 20%. Oh, man, I can let it ride up. And then I end up losing money because I don't sell it. And like, I hate managing that. So I was trying to find the thing where I was like, oh yeah, you know, where can I invest some expendable, you know, some excess cash that's real easy. So I found this, I did a lot of research, and I didn't even know this was a thing, but peer-to-peer lending. So there's basically sites like Lending Club where there's a lot of people that don't go to banks. They go to Lending Club, it's online, they apply for a loan, and then basically I divvy up, I put in like $1,000 or something. And then basically 25, and I set like, do I want risky loans? Do I want to go, whatever? I set my criteria. And then if they have a loan of, I'm just going to make numbers up, but $100, then four different people would fund their loan with $25 each. And then they pay me back through Lending Club with my principal and interest. And it was a pretty good rate of return. It was like 6%, right? Because I don't think the stock market's going anywhere. And I'm like, dude, it took me like a month to figure this out, and like, you know, doing all the research. And then I invest, and a couple weeks down the road, then the company find out the CEO is a goddamn crook, like fucking shit up, and it's unsecured loans, so these fuckers have got my money. I'll probably never see it again. You know what I mean? And it's just like shit like that, Rob. Like, it's just like...
It's the universe is conspiring against you. And you know what it is? And I found this out when I was on my vacation, is that like Jupiter is in like the ninth house, dude. You're fucked.
Dude, I don't know what it is. Mars is in utero. Venus is in fucking whatever. The stars, there's goddamn freaking Thor, and the planets are aligning. The nine realms. Fucking Endor moon is coming into sight. I don't know, Rob.
Dude, you got to watch out for Endor, dude. That's
dude, Endor, you do not. The forest moon of Endor.
Yeah, you got to watch. I actually watched this is fun. This is good. Let's loosen it up. I actually watched Star Wars Episode 7 today while I was doing some work. Had it on in the background. And have you watched it?
I watched it on an airplane over to India. And I have to admit that I was in and out of consciousness a little bit. So I watched it a couple of times. It was okay. It's kind of like, I'll give you an analogy. I love Bond, like the new Bonds. I think Daniel Craig's a badass. I think this last Skyfall wasn't bad, but it was kind of disappointing. And for
Skyfall or the other one? There's been a more recent one.
Or not Skyfall, the most recent one. Spectre.
I haven't seen it.
It was kind of a letdown for me. It wasn't bad, but it was just kind of a letdown.
Yeah.
And I feel like that's kind of what it was. It's kind of like the whole time they're looking for Luke, and I'm like, where the fuck is Luke? Like, where is Luke?
He didn't have a line. He didn't say anything. Spoilers, by the way.
He didn't say anything, and he probably got paid $1 million. We could use his – is he a cigar smoker? Can we donate his goddamn salary to the GoFundMe account?
No, you know it's if follow Mark Hamill on Instagram. It's actually
probably hilarious.
He's actually pretty fun. And if you watch, and you probably don't watch any of this, but any of the Batman stuff with the animated Batman stuff with the Joker, he does the Joker's voice.
Really?
Yeah, it's Mark Hamill, and he does like for all like the Batman video games, Arkham Asylum, and all that. It's Mark Hamill. But and to even tie it in together a little bit tighter. You talked about Batman and Daniel Craig. Did you know that Daniel Craig is in Episode 7?
Really? What is it? Who is he?
Now, when you're watching it, when Rey is she's captive on their Death Star moon thing, whatever the hell it's called.
Their second Death Star.
Yeah. And when she's in the room and she tells the stormtrooper, "You're going to let me go." And all that.
Yeah.
He's the stormtrooper.
Oh, no shit.
Go back and listen to the voice. It's him.
And is that confirmed or do you think that?
No, that's actually confirmed. There's a lot of different cameos of people in the movie. Oh, yeah. Cool. He's in it. It's definitely his voice. I don't know if he actually is standing there in the costume, but it's his voice that's being used. But I actually really like it. It's probably of the 7 Star Wars films, it's my 3rd favorite. Right there behind Empire Strikes Back is my favorite. It's the best one.
I think everyone likes that one the best.
And A New Hope, which is the first one.
Which was also awesome.
Is my 2nd favorite. And then this. And then Episode 7. They did a really good job. It's a bit of a regurgitation of Episode 4 because there's a lot of corollaries there.
Well, it's like it's just different people doing the same shit.
In essence, there's some differences for sure. But it's the mythology is the same. And
right.
a lot of the storytelling is the same. But so, I think they did
history repeats itself. And yeah. All I gotta say is, if that girl chops off somebody's hand,
somebody's losing a hand in the next
episode. Somebody's losing a fucking hand.
I don't know who it is. Somebody's gonna lose a hand. But I think I'm actually really excited for the movie that's coming out in December, Rogue One, which is just kind of a standalone Star Wars film, and it's about the group that goes and steals the Death Star plans that they use to blow up the Death Star in A New Hope. I'm really looking forward to that. I think it's going to be really good. And from what I've heard, it might not even be rated PG.
Really?
Yeah. It's kind of going to have Darth Vader is going to be tearing it up in that episode a little bit from what I hear. And there's going to be some pretty intense battle scenes. So I'm looking forward to that. But
you want to hear something really funny?
I do.
And this will be actually not funny, but ironic and end on a high note.
Sure.
Is that I did go on my rant. And with all due respect, if I piss anyone off, you can just go fuck yourself. But
with all due respect.
But I've gotten about 10 emails. I'm not going to call out anyone's names. But I've had about 10 emails from different viewers and people watching saying, "Hey, man, if you go do start a GoFundMe, I'll pledge $500. I'll pledge $100. And if I just tallied it up while you were talking. And we're at like $2,000.
Within a few minutes.
Within a fucking 30-minute rant.
Yeah.
And I'd be willing to venture, and this is a complete guess, that there probably hasn't been that much donated to CRA in a month. And we've got, and I really appreciate everyone emails. It means a lot. It's the type of good that they're willing to go fight.
Yeah. I mean, there's the group of the cigar-smoking community, at least the community that we're familiar with, and I don't know what percentage of that community is represented in with the people that we're familiar with, the online community. I mean, is it 10% of the cigar-smoking community? Is it 20? Is it 50? I have no idea. But there's these guys and girls, they're not pushovers, and I feel like there is going to be a fight. I just don't know that folks really understand the breadth of of what's happening here. You know what I'm saying? I think that there's a lot that people don't necessarily know. You've done a lot more research than the average person has. You have a much more vested interest than the average person has. So obviously your knowledge of what's going on, while it's still limited.
It's still limited.
With all due respect.
It's true. That's true.
But it's... But it's much more broad than the average person. So I think as this information comes forward and as people start to realize what really is happening, I think that fight is going to pick up. And I don't think that this is a foregone conclusion that this is the way that it is and this is what's going to happen. I think there's going to be a battle. It hasn't started yet. I would have liked to have seen it have started already. But it's the vape folks beat us to the punch.
They did,
and good on them. Like you said, there's money there, and they're fighting for this industry that's about a week old.
And I mean, kind of, yeah,
yeah. And cigars have been around since like Columbus, but whatever.
I mean, it's true.
It's, but I feel like we haven't heard the last of it, and I'm hopeful that that there's better days to come. But at the same time, I think as an average, I'll consider myself an average cigar smoker, is I need to get more involved in it. And I mean, we're hosting a show, and so if I need to get more involved, then the average person really needs to get more involved. So there's things you can do, and there's education that needs to happen. So, I mean, I don't know if I'm hoping that Cigar Federation can become the forum for that education, and we can learn and disseminate that that info to our listeners and our viewers and our members, and that leads to more action down the road. But we don't have a ton of time for that to happen. We can't we can't wait for it to evolve. We need to be ahead of the curve, and right now I think we're a little bit behind it.
We've already squandered 2 of 13 weeks.
Yeah, so I'm hopeful that as we draw near to IPCPR and that, you know, more information becomes available, that people do get active. And it's not, you know, pledging money to Logan's GoFundMe page. It's, I mean, finding real ways. And maybe that is the real way. Who knows?
Maybe that is the real way.
I mean, but we need to find a real way to fight this. So, hopefully that's, again, hopefully
that's a leader in cash money.
Yep,
that's what we need.
I'll give my money to the Terminator, dude. He'll make it happen. He's got the power of traveling through time,
dude. Or he could just do nut kicks, and then it would be fine. Just straight up nut kick people.
Just a bunch of nut punches. But on that note, I mean, it was a heavy episode. So thank you guys for kind of hanging in there, and you know, let us know what you think. Send us some emails, Rob at Cigar Federation, Logan at Cigar Federation. You know, if you have questions, and you know, we may not have the answers, but hopefully we can find them. Definitely check out. We don't normally pump other websites, but Half Wheel has a lot of halfwheel.com has a lot of information.
Yeah, it's a great resource, and so is Cigar Coop.
Cigar Coop has a lot of information, and the Dojo, I believe, probably has some information. Yeah, has some information there as well, and CRA, obviously. So, you know, do that research and reach out, ask questions, and find a way to get involved, because, I mean, we really are all in this fight together. I know that's a cliche, but, and explain it to your friends who maybe not, they're not cigar smokers, but they're Americans, and they like to have have their freedom. Yeah, so, anyway, on that note, anything else before we sign off?
I'm done.
You're tapped out. We're gonna get that chili pepper that's hanging up behind your shoulder there, and we're gonna go and knock some people on the head with it.
And we're gonna stuff it full of cash.
Yeah. And hopefully get some things done. But anyway, we'll have updates as we get them, you know, moving forward. So make sure you're tuned in to CigarFederation.com. Download the app if you haven't. And if there's cigars out there that you love, might be a good time to buy an extra box or two.
Stock up, dog. I'm telling you.
You know, while everything's still available, which is kind of a shitty thing to even think about, but
dude, it'll make you sad when you start thinking about it.
Yeah, seriously. On that note, but it should piss you off a little bit, being a little pissed off about this is a good thing. So, on that note, we're gonna sign off, but we'll be back next week with Jason Hawley from Viva Republica, and that Viva Republica propaganda is a cigar that I'd probably stock up on, frankly, because that's a really good smoke. But we'll have some interesting stuff to talk about with Jason next week. And all of that, appreciate it. Everybody have a great weekend. Stay safe. And we'll see you on CigarFederation.com.
Later.